another Monday. Today is Monday, September 11th, 2023. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And how is everyone today? I hope everyone is doing well. And as always, whatever platform you're listening, whether it be live or on the replay, thank you very, very much. Okay, so let's see who's here today. Brina, hey girl. Number one today, how are you? Crazy Lady, how are you? Welcome back. Number two, and Blunt Ninja, number three. Welcome, welcome. Hey, Fairies. Welcome, welcome. Shelby, hello. Frankie. Hey, girl, welcome. I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. I had a busy weekend, but it was good. Crazy Lady's jumping the gun. Yes, it's stealing. We're going to talk about that. Oh, boy. Okay, so found money with identification. Is it stealing if you keep it? Okay, so Crazy Lady says, yes, it is stealing. If there is ID with it, how can you look yourself in the eye? Thank you, Minnesota. Love back to all of you. Crazy Lady says, I left my wallet in a stall at Walmart. Had $500 in its rent, and the person that turned it in didn't take it. That was very nice. I was so thankful. And that is awesome, because nowadays people would not do that. So, okay, first of all, not with identification, but how many people have found money laying around on the ground, in a stall, whatever, no ID. Okay. So have I. How many people have kept it? I'm not going to lie. I have. So I'm going to get to the ID part in a moment. Now, remember way back when, I don't know if they still do this or not, but remember way back when they said that, you know, if you found money, whatever, you take it to the police station, they keep it for what, 30 or 60 days, nobody claims it, then it's yours. I don't know if they still do that. How many people would actually do that? Hey, Lou, welcome. How many people would actually do that? How many people would find money and take it to the police station, wait the allotted time, and then go back to claim it? Because see, I've always thought that you turn in money like that, be it $5, $500, $5,000, I think that the police would probably keep it. I'm sorry, but that's just what I think because everyone's human. Fair use says no name, no claim. It's mine. Okay. Finders keepers. I'll say, Sabrina, you're saying you think that you would take it to the police station? Is that what you're saying? Lou says kindergarten rules, or that you would keep it or you would take it and turn it in. Very tough to track cash. Yes, it is. Now, I don't know if some of you all remember the story. Brina, okay, yeah, I probably turn it in. Okay, so Brina, do you think that they're going to be honest with you? And I'm being totally serious. Do you think they're going to be honest with you and say that somebody came and they claimed it? Because how do you know that they did or did not? I mean, you're just going by what they're telling you. So, and does it mean, does it matter how much money that you found? If you found $10, would you turn that in? Or would it have to be 10,000, 1,000? What would be the threshold? Now, crazy lady saying, you know, no ID, losers, weepers. Now, there was a story in San Francisco about 10 years ago. A tourist and her husband were walking across the Golden Gate Bridge. And right before they crossed, they saw a backpack. And they looked around. Nobody was around. They picked it up. And in it was a lot of cash. And they figured there was probably about $14,000 in it, cash. They decided to wait. They waited on that bridge for, this is a true story. They waited on that bridge for an hour. And sure enough, because they said that whoever lost this will probably, you know, trace their steps, you know, backtrack, whatever. And sure enough, a group of other tourists, Asian, they came and they said, you know, and the wife said, are you looking for this? And one of the guys is like, yes, you know, they pulled all their money together. And one person was holding it and they had stopped to take photos, whatever. The person was holding it, put the backpack down and they walked away with it. I mean, they walked away leaving it. So the wife said, well, what's in it? And he said that, you know, he named the amount to the dollar. Plus he said that there were two passports in there and the wife didn't see the passport. So she also saw the passports and so she knew it was theirs and she gave it back. Now, I think that that's great. But she did not notice the passports. And she says that the passports being in there was just double confirmation that the bag belonged to them. If you picked up that money and you just saw it and you did not see the passports in there, would you have turned it in or tried to look for the people after you got home, got back to your hotel, whatever, and saw there were passports? The other question is, there were no passports in there. There's no ID, no nothing. You just have a backpack full of cash. Would you turn that in? Knowing that someone, maybe they do go to the police, maybe they don't, maybe it's just somebody who is just real frantic and they're looking for that money and they're going back and forth across the bridge. How do you know that money, you know, wasn't stolen? I mean, does the ID matter? No, I'm sorry. I don't want to say does the ID matter? Does the amount matter? Does the amount matter? If you were to turn it in. Okay, Lou says, if I find it, God left it there for me. Blunt says, if it was a wallet with money, I'd return it. Okay, so a wallet with identification. Are you saying with identification blunt? Are you just saying if you just found a wallet with money, no ID, you would return it? Hey, Juju, welcome. Fair says, if there was a way to identify who it belonged to, okay. I found a diamond ring once. I put a poster up. No one ever claimed it, so I sold it for $4,000. Okay. All right. Okay, wallet with ID. Okay. I think that the majority of people, because I would, if it had ID, I would return it. But I'm not going to lie. If it was, if it did not have ID in it, I would keep it. You know, especially if, let's say you're in an area where there's a lot of people. You know, you're in the subway. You know, thousands of people go through there every single day. You know, you're at Disneyland. You're somewhere where it's just hundreds and thousands of people every single day. You find a wallet. You know, you find a backpack or something. There's no ID in it. Are you going to turn it in? Now, I know, you know, places like Disneyland and, you know, in some places like that, you know, there is a lost and found. And yeah, people do turn things in. But how many people are actually turning in cash? How many people are actually turning in wallets? Okay, Fair, you bring up a good point, because if you do see someone drop it, I have seen people drop money before, and I have, you know, tapped them on the shoulder. Hey, you know, you dropped this. I have been in the line at the grocery store where people in front of me have dropped money. I picked it up and said, you know, you dropped this. I mean, we're talking about $20, $30. I have also seen people who have dropped money. I have seen other people pick it up and just put it in their pocket. You know, okay, so Fair, let's talk about the whole camera thing. Does that matter? Does that matter if it's money and there's no ID and there's cameras? Okay, so you found some money. Cameras see you pick it up. Cameras may see who dropped it, you know, but does that matter? Okay, Lou says, I've turned in a few wallets before. I took the cash first. Now, if someone's ID was in it, then I would return it. Do you think that is libel though? If you, I mean, are you saying libel? I mean, in terms of theft, because, you know, if you honestly find something, let me ask this. Let's say somebody lost their ball. Is that going to be libel or theft if you don't turn it in? If that ball has someone's name and address on it, are you going to, is it stealing if you don't turn it in? Are you going to return that ball with someone's name and address on it? I mean, we're just talking about a ball. Is there a difference between, you know, if it was an item or money? If it's a diamond ring like Blunt found, or if it's somebody's ball or somebody's, I don't know, roller skates. Does it matter? Does it matter what it is? If someone's name is on, you know, is, you know, on those roller skates, do you turn it in? Do you try, you know, do you take it to that person? Are you going to get your effort to go to their house and say, hey, I found these. They were left in the park. They had your name and address on them. Or, you know, or do you just leave them? Or do you take them? If you saw something that someone dropped, is it worse? I mean, if you just left it. If let's say you saw someone drop some, let's say you saw someone drop $20. You didn't pick it up. You didn't tell them. You just left it. You just went on your way, but the next person comes to take it. Is it worse for them to have taken it, or is it worse for you that you didn't say anything, or you just left it? Blunt says, not according to your guy. That's a good one, Blunt. That's a good one. Let's see. Fair says, if there is a police report file and you turn up on camera taking it, I don't know. You may be liable. Would depend on your state laws. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. No. I get that. But again, I say, I guess what I'm asking, I'm not an attorney either, whatever. And now it's something I'm going to have to look up. But if I filed a police report that I lost an envelope, that envelope had $1,000 in it. Where did you lose it? I was at the park. I was having lunch. Must have fallen out. While I was sitting, on that park bench, whatever. And they say, okay. They go back and it's not there. 2 hours prior, man was walking his dog. He sees an envelope. He picks it up and there's no name, nothing on it. He's like, there's $1,000 here. I lucked out, and he takes it home. How does he know you filed a police report? So those are the things. I mean, I understand what you're saying, Fair, but I'm just saying, just in terms of you're that bystander or whatever who just happens upon something. You didn't steal it. You didn't go into someone's pocket. You didn't do that. You just found it and you kept it. And again, this is something that does not have ID on it. So is money for some people. Okay. Good question, Blunt. I didn't steal the wallet. I found it and returned it to lost and found. Okay, but Luba, didn't you say that you took the money out of it first? So, because I really believe that if it has someone's ID in it and you knew who it belongs to, then you should return it. And that is kind of talking out of both sides of your mouth. I mean, you can't say God on one thing and then, keep somebody's money, and IDs and credit cards are hard to replace, but, they did have their money in it. You did say you kept the money. Money is not of God to begin with, man-made nonsense. Okay, so then why would you take it, Lou? Okay, and the Blunt says then it should be meaningless to you and not a temptation. Correct. Okay. Juju's phone keeps cutting off. Okay, Fair says most states make it a theft crime to keep lost, mislaid, or misdelivered property without using reasonable measures to find the owner. Even though you did not steal the money by taking it directly from its owner, you are holding the money belonging to another and not trying to return it. Okay, October 11th. Okay. Okay, as of October 2022. Thank you for that. Okay, so you are holding money that belongs to another, not trying to return it, not using reasonable measures. Okay, so reasonable measures. Okay, now we're going to get into, now I'm going to start to nitpick. Reasonable measures for some may be, well, I walked around the block. I didn't see anybody, so I came home. Other measures may be turning it in. Reasonable measures may be putting up posters, but then again, I don't know. That's I think a lot of people could take that apart. But I totally get what they're saying. Blunt says, Lou, is that the best excuse you got? Yeah, Lou, you should have. You should have. I mean that's what we're saying. If there's ID in it, you should return it, not just take, you know, leave the credit cards and the wallet, I mean, and the ID, you know, you took the money. They got their wallet back and I could have kept it all. Okay, but Lou, you know, now, see Lou, now I'm going to ask you, because you're the first one to throw up a Bible verse to somebody, but now, you know, you're saying that you would take their money. Oh, Ferris says, yes, most laws can be taken apart by highly paid lawyers. I'm just saying. I don't know, Fair. I mean, because I read what you said and or what the criminal defense .com said. I totally get that, but I think that, again, when you say using reasonable measures, what may be reasonable to one person may not be reasonable to another. Okay, I'll give you a perfect example. The other day, my neighbor brought over one of my Amazon packages, and they're good neighbors. Amazon, for whatever reason, I know they're in a hurry. They have, you know, they have to make all these deliveries at a certain amount of time. They misdeliver the, you know, things. So, one time I had ordered something and I checked and it said it had been delivered. They take a photo. I'm like, well, that's not my front porch. That's not my front door. And I know it's not my neighbor's front door. So I literally went to every house on my block trying to match this front door and nobody had it. You know, so I'm like, okay, I'll wait to see if somebody in the area brings it back. No one did. So I went in and you know how you click on, you know, you didn't get it, whatever. And Amazon, when you do that, Amazon pops up this thing and it says, you know, it may have been misdelivered to your neighbor's house. Go and check your neighbor's. I'm like, so I'm supposed to go. I mean, even though I did, you're putting the burden on me to go and check where this thing went. So, and what I had ordered was an external hard drive. And, I'm like, okay, I'll wait 24 hours to see if somebody brings it back, whatever. Didn't get it. So I actually ended up waiting 48 hours because I got so busy the next day that I didn't have time to call Amazon. So when I called them 2 days later, the girl, you know, she was like, well, did you check with your neighbors? I'm like, yes, I did. I did that on day one. And she says, well, are you sure that you just didn't get it? I say, if you go back and look at the deliveries that I've had, and I get a lot of Amazon, I said, you will see that that's not my front door. If you look at the photos, whatever, you will see that's not my front door. And I've even responded when they say, you know, how was your delivery? You know, I'll respond. I'm like, it was on time, whatever. I said, that's not my front door. So she kept going round and round. I said, let me speak to a supervisor. Supervisor comes on and they said, you know, we will replace it. We can either replace it where you'll get another one tomorrow, or we can put the money back into your account. I said, just send me a replacement because I really need it. So the replacement came. It was no problem, whatever. But I know that somebody got that package. I know somebody got it and they did not return it. You know, is that stealing? Because the package went to the wrong house. And technically they say, if you get something delivered to you, you can keep it. Did those people steal? They did not come and take it off my porch. But did they steal because it was delivered to the wrong house where my name and address was on there? They could have come and they could have given it back, but they didn't. Is that stealing? I'm looking at some of these comments now. What she said about reasonable measures. I watch a lot of Law and Order too. Fair. I watch them all. Brina says, they just had me on Friday. My Amazon package got delivered to a neighbor. They returned it, but the box was open. I mean, and see, and then that's another thing. It's like, I mean, I've had packages that have been delivered for whatever reason. Sometimes Amazon delivers to my neighbor across the street as opposed to me, and vice versa, whatever. And we're constantly going over, here's your package. I'm not going to open your package. I think that is so, I think that's tacky. I mean, I think that's just tacky. Yeah, it is. That is messed up. Okay, what's blunt? Okay. Lou, I don't know, Lou. I'm signed with Blunt on this one. I'm signed with Blunt on this one. And Fair says, technically that's the delivery service fault. It's not stealing. And the delivery is on the hook for that. And see, and that's what I thought. I mean, it would be nice if people brought your packages back. But I don't think it is. I don't think that it is stealing. I've taken people packages that have been delivered two blocks over. You know, so, but could I have kept it? I think I could have, but I didn't, and I definitely didn't open it. Definitely didn't open it. Juju says, remember, karma's a bitch. Yeah, it is. And delivery services have insurance for this type of stuff. I would imagine. I would think that Amazon is insured up the wazoo, and I would assume that the people who use, who the business owners, whatever, have to take out some type of insurance. Yeah. But I do believe that if you find something and it has identification and you keep it, I think that that is stealing. But again, I come back to, does it matter what it is? If you, like I said, you keep a kid's, you know, baseball, you keep their baseball bat or something. It has their name, phone number on it, has a name and an address on it. Is it wrong to keep it? Is that stealing if you do, or does it depend upon what it is? Does it depend upon what it is? I mean, because what may not be valuable to you may be valuable to someone else. How you know someone's father didn't give them that baseball? Or whatever, that it wasn't a gift from a grandparent or a best friend. I mean, you don't know, you know, what emotional ties people have to things. So does it matter? Okay, so Fair says it's stealing regardless of money or item. It's not yours. I mean, I do believe that if someone's name an address or phone number is on there, then you should return it. I mean, that's just like pets. I mean, you know, a lot of pets now, you know, they have the chip, you know, or the dog tags, whatever. I mean, I have found dogs running around that I've taken to the vet that's right around the corner to see if they have a chip. Hey, I was about to say, hey, crazy. Hey, mama bear. Welcome. You know, to see if they have a chip, and usually they do, you know, and, you know, call them so they can come and get their pet, you know? So, I don't know. So Lou, let me ask this. Would you, if you found someone's dog or cat or something, and it had a tag on it, would you keep it? That is a nice picture. But Juju, just because, I mean, all three of my dogs have chips, you know, but that doesn't mean that somebody's not going to keep them. Doesn't mean that someone's, you know, not going to not turn them in or call me. I mean, I've been lucky that one of my dogs, unbeknownst to me, you know, ran out behind me while I was pulling out of the garage. I didn't know he had gotten into the garage. And apparently I did not know he was chasing after my car. Then I get a phone call. Is your dog? I'm like, I call my husband. I said, is Bo in the house? He's like, yeah. I'm like, can you check? Whatever. And he had made it all the way over. I'm lucky he didn't get hit by a car. So someone had called it in because it was on his tags, whatever, you know, and I went and picked up my dog. But I know other people. I know people who have not, you know, returned other people's dogs, and they kept them. You know, so just because your pets have chips does not mean that someone's not going to keep it. I think if people could get away with keeping cars, if they so-called found a car, you know, that they would. No, the chip is like an ejection that they give the animals, and it's usually right around the neck area. So usually when they scan, they're usually scanning. They have the scanner thing, and that's usually scanning around the neck. The neck area. See, Ferris says, for me, the only reason a person wouldn't get their dog back is for sure that they have been being abused. And you're, oh yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. If you're abusing your dog is one thing, but I'm, you know, some people have these high end pets, you know, you know, so, I mean, people don't always, you know, just because they have that tag and what have you, doesn't mean that they are going to return it. Does not mean that at all. But yes, if they are abusing their animal, no, you do not get your pet back, and you get reported. So, but anyway, those are my questions, but I now have to go to people and ask, Lou, I have to ask, if you lost money and, you know, someone, you lost your wallet, your ID was in it. You know, you have money in it, be it $20 or $200. Wouldn't you want someone to return it to you? Or would you get upset if someone says, well, you know, too bad, or they return it, but it's, you know, you have your wallet. I mean, you have your ID and you have your credit cards, but the money's missing. You know, and you may say, well, you know, I can always get that money back. But for some people, you know, that money may have been hard earned for them to pay that electric bill. You know, maybe that was money, you know, that the only food that their family was going to have for that day. You know, you just never know. And again, I'm talking about money that is found with ID. And $10 left on your laundry cart, Rena. I'm sorry. I think that's a lot. You know, I'm sorry. You know, welcome, Amar. What money? No. So you're saying that you would not return the money if it had ID in it? Amar, so. I mean, Rena, this is what I'm saying. I mean, I think, you know, $10, I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot. Okay, so you would return. Okay. But I don't care if it was 1920. It's a lot. You know, so Amar, this is your first time coming up. Just a few rules. You know, just be respectful, and you are welcome to come up. So. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I am good. Welcome.
Thank you for doing this host.
Okay, you're kind of low. Can you speak up just a little bit?
Okay, I'm speaking slow. Is it good now?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So did you want to add? Question,
from yeah.
What did you want to add?
I'm asking, you're from where?
I'm from the U.S.
U.S. Which state?
I'm sorry?
Which state?
I'm from California.
California. Okay, nice to meet you. Well, let's discuss. You just asked us to that related to money that, and yeah, having actually also answered that same, so I will return.
Well, right, and that's what most of the people on the panel said. They said that if it did have ID, then they would return it.
Yes, of course, they should actually. You know, money can workable for you, but you know, identity can't workable for you. With the ID, you can't do anything. You know, money can help you for you, but you know, ID is only workable for particular person. If like I lost my ID password, so that password is suitable for me, not for other persons.
Okay, you're saying that if your ID is for you and not for someone else, so no one else would be able to use your ID. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Well, right. I mean, but then again, that nowadays people will find a way to use other people's ID. So, Let's see. And then Juju says, my Bob's wallet fell out of his pocket when he went to the laboratory on an airplane. When he returned, a man handed him his wallet. There are good people in this world. Yes, yes, there are. Yes, there are. Fair says, Juju, that's great. And the way it should be, being in a position is horrible when you lose something like a wallet or something valuable. But again, if your name is in it or you see the person drop it, you should return it. You know, if you find it and there's no ID, and it is hard to track cash, then I say, it would be okay to keep it. But if you just, if you take the cash out, I'm sorry, Lou, you take the cash out and you keep, you keep the cash, but you return the wallet with their ID and their credit cards. That's just wrong. I'm sorry. I just think that's wrong. Welcome, Dot B. Welcome. But that's just me. That's just me.
Okay. Yes, it's from your idea, actually, according to you.
Can you repeat that one more time?
I'm saying that according to you, this is right now you're saying that they should not actually return. And if he is returning that, this is not good.
I'm sorry, Amara, I'm having a hard time understanding you.
I'm saying that you are saying that they should not return that wallet. If there is keeping that wallet and
I'm saying that if you find a wallet and there's no identification and you don't know whose wallet it is, I think that is fair game if someone were to keep it. But if there were an identification in it, then I think that you should return it. And then like I said, if you're at Disneyland or you're someplace where it's really busy and thousands of people have passed through, whatever. And you find a wallet or you find, some money, whatever, and you don't know whose it is and you pick it up, then I think that's fair to keep it, but if you are at Disneyland or something and it has ID in it, then I think, something like that or wherever, even if you're just, you're just walking down the street, if it has ID in it, and you could identify the person, then you should turn it in.
Yes, yes. I totally agree to you. Yes.
Everyone doesn't necessarily think that way.
Yes, yes, yes. Everyone having different mindset,
I would hope that someone would, turn my money in or my things if I lost it and it had my ID. But if I'm walking down the street and, or I'm someplace and I drop some money and it's not, you don't know, it's just loose money, or I had it in an envelope or even in my wallet, and there's no identification, then I'm sorry, that's money that I'm going to have to say, well, I lost it. And I have lost things. I've lost valuable things before that were not labeled, whatever. And there's some things I've lost that when I think about them, even now, it's like, it still hurts. But I was irresponsible. I was reckless and I lost it. So it's gone.
Yes, yes. Actually, yesterday happened one actually event, actually things with me, so that I would like to share with you.
So you would like to, what with me?
One thing actually I would like to share with you. Actually, yesterday I went to one cake hub store, okay? So from where I had to actually buy one cake. So I went there and tried to purchase that cake. And I purchased that, but in terms of money, when I tried to pay him, I paid actually 5,000 actually, and the price of the cake was 2,000. But unfortunately, I was forget to actually keep more money, okay? So I suddenly actually keep that my cake, okay, and I return come back to my home, okay? Then after when I came back to my home, so I had realized I didn't actually keep my more money and return that. So then after actually from that store, someone came at my place and they returned me. That's good.
Okay, yes it is. Can I ask what country you're from?
I'm from India.
Okay. Yeah, it's nice when people return things to you and they make them right. I mean, there are good people in this world, but there are people who won't return things, you know, and those are things that, unfortunately, a lot of us, for whatever reason, we have to mark it up
yes.
as a loss, you know. I now don't carry cash. I haven't carried cash with me in a very long, long time. But I am mindful of things that, you know, I have with me and, things that are of value, you know, you should watch this a little bit harder. You know, just like when you were younger, I don't know how many people, their parents used to tell them, don't let other people ride your bike, you know, whatever, because I know people who have let people ride their bike and they that person rode their bike off and they never got it back, you know, so, but not only that, you know, because, you know, so, I mean, it's things like that that you just carry forward with you from childhood to adulthood. Don't let people do this. Don't let people do that. You know, make sure you watch this and make sure you watch that. I mean, it sounds funny, but when you think about it, I mean, those things make sense, you know, so I don't know, but anyway. So, but you guys, that's all I have today. Just want to know what you all thought about the found money thing. But tomorrow, I already told Joe Shilaney I'm going to have this show tomorrow. Thank you, Brina. I already told Shiley I was going to have this show going back to last Wednesday, I do believe it was, when we were talking about souls and God and the Bible says this and the Bible says that, whatever. I told her that I was going to do a show around that because, you know, I want to, you know, so the show tomorrow is going to be about religious beliefs and what should we believe. I mean, everybody thinks something different. Who says that the Bible is right? Who says God exists? Prove it. Prove other religions are right or wrong. Hey, crazy. Welcome. You know, so that's what the show is going to be tomorrow. So, yeah, crazy. We were just talking about, you know what the title is, you know, about finding money with identification, with or without, you know, or anything. Do you return it? Do you not? Do you keep it? You know, so, but yes, you return it, or yes, you keep it. I always have to ask people that. Are you saying yes, you keep it? Because y'all are just, okay, return if I can. Oh, okay. All right, crazy.
Yeah, my fault. I clicked on it as you read that. But yeah, no, if I can, I will. I'm not, I'll say this, I'm not going to go bend my you know, bend my back over, you know, bend over backwards to try to find one that's not identifiable. But if it's a lot of money, you know, I might, especially I might make an effort too, because you don't know that somebody's rent, that somebody's deposit, that somebody's, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it's like $20, no. I'm fixing to go spend that shit on a burger and fries or some scratch offs.
Okay, wait. Okay, wait. So if somebody lost their wallet with their identification in it and they had $20 in it, you would
no, this is without identity. I mean, this is like, I'm saying, like, if I pick up a 20 off the floor, which I have, I found 100 on the floor before in the middle of a store. Now, if there was somebody just there or like people in the aisle, and I see them looking for money or something like that, I'd be like, hey, did you lose something? If you can tell me how much, you can have it, you know, or like if you think you know.
Okay. But. Crazy, let me interrupt you for a minute. I'm going to, can you disconnect and then come back on because you're getting a little bit of static.
Okay, I thought that was you. If that's me, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
What was happening?
Now that was there we go.
It still sounds the same for me. You.
Yeah, it is. It is the same. Well, I'm not going to pick on anybody, but there was somebody who, you know, we're not going to say who said that, you know, they would take the money and keep the credit. They would return the credit cards and the ID, but keep the money. But we won't say who.
Look, to each their own. You know what I'm saying? That's you. That's between you and your karma. Me and my karma won't let me do that. Because if I lose a big ass wad of cash and they can identify me, I want my money back.
Yep. Now I will ask this, and this is a another true story. So about 5 years ago, someone lost their money. They were going to the bank, and you know, when people were losing their houses and whatever, they somebody was going to the bank to make a payment on their mortgage. They had been behind for, I mean, they were like really behind, and they lost like 8,000 and some change. And a little girl found it. She was in the park with her mom, and the little girl found it, and she turned it into her mom, and her mom turned it in. What she did was she, those bank envelope thingy. So it had the name of the bank on it. It was Bank of America. So the mother went to Bank of America and she did not give the money to them, but she just said, if someone comes in here, looking for X amount of money, whatever, we found this money, and if they can identify it, we will give it back to them, whatever. So she gave the bank their name and address, whatever. So the people came, and the bank called, whatever, and said, you know, can you come back to the bank, whatever. And the woman, she had the money down to a T. She had it down to a T. She was so grateful, whatever. They gave the money back. The lady was able to catch up on her mortgage, whatever. But then the lady gave the daughter, and I had a problem with this, y'all. I don't know. Y'all may think that I'm really nitpicking here, but the lady gave the daughter Justin Bieber tickets, two tickets to go see Justin Bieber. Okay. And I don't know. I'm like, okay, this little girl just found all this money. Can she at least like get $100 or something? I mean, y'all think I'm nitpicking here?
I mean, they really don't have to give nothing, but I mean, the gracious thing would be to give, maybe buy the tickets and give her a little bit of spending money.
Okay, and fair says those tickets were more than $100, but I'm like, you know, and it was funny because the mother said, after they got the tickets, the mother said, my daughter, apparently the daughter didn't even like Justin Bieber. You know, so I guess the people just went out and bought the tickets. Like, she didn't say, oh, well, do you like Justin Bieber? Oh, do you like Michael Jackson? Oh, you got me, whatever. So I'm just mean, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, okay, a 10-year-old girl going to skip the tickets. I don't know. I'm just nitpicking here. But I'm like, if you lose a large amount of money, I would give you some money in return. I mean, but that's just me. So y'all may think you know, only lesson it taught the kid was next time that that money is hers, is what Ferris says. Juju says, yeah, you're nitpicking. Who knows? Maybe the lady already had those Justin Bieber tickets. She had no money to give to the girl's daughter. Okay, all right.
I mean, you can't really turn away a gift. I mean, you can't really scoff a gift because they don't have to do shit.
No, you're right. And they didn't have to give the money back either.
That's right. That's true. That's what I'm saying. It's just like a tip. It's not guaranteed. You know what I'm saying? Just because you do the right thing doesn't mean that the other person appreciates it at all. Like,
that's true.
Because it's your karma, not theirs. That's why I always say that it's not my karma I'm worried about. You know, I did my part. I can walk away and go, phew, you know, I feel good, whatever. The other person can live with, dang, you know, they just returned all that money. I have no problem. Some people don't give a crap. Oh, well, you should have returned it. That's their thought. Well, you should have. All right. Yeah, you're right.
No, you're right. No, you're right. If there's a way to identify the person, whatever, then yes, then I think that you should. But then again, I'm reading what Juju says, Justin Bieber tickets are not cheap, you know, but then again, maybe just the fact that I'm just so not a Justin Bieber fan. So maybe
that's it.
You know, maybe if it was like, you know, if Michael Jackson were still alive, or Prince or somebody, then okay, yeah, I got some Prince tickets, but yeah, maybe just the fact that it's Justin Bieber. But anyway. Juju says, bingo.
That's funny.
So you and Crazy are like, yeah, that's it. That's what it is. Justin Bieber.
That's what it was. It's not about the tickets. It could have been better. Anything but Justin Bieber.
Anyway, Justin Bieber. And then I was laughing when the mother said that the daughter didn't like Justin Bieber. I'm like, I'm with you, little girl. You better get your $100 and go somewhere, you know. So
she can go sell them. Go sell them tickets. Give her some cash. That's what I've done. Here, I got some Justin Bieber tickets. Give me some money. You can have them.
So, but anyway, y'all. So I'm at my hour. Crazy, you came on. You took me up to an hour. Let's see. Ferris says, word up. Them tux would have hit the auction block. Those tickets would have hit the auction block.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. Lord, Lord, Lord. I wouldn't even know where to give somebody some Justin Bieber tickets.
Give them away.
I mean, crazy. I mean, if I said, Crazy, you want Justin Bieber tickets? I have some. You want them? Would you take them?
Fuck no. I want no. Okay. I mean, if I thought I could sell them for money, but I'm not selling any Justin Bieber anything in this town. So
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm saying if I'm talking to everybody that is in the chat on the panel, if I had Justin Bieber tickets, I was giving them to you. Would you all take them? How many people say yes?
No.
See?
Mm-hmm. I don't have any use for it.
See?
But I wouldn't be mad about it. I'd be like, well, you offered me something for free. I can't really, but no thanks. Oh, you know, is that ungrateful? How about look at that side of it? Is that ungrateful? Okay. If she would have been like, I don't like Justin Bieber, would have that have been like, would that have been acceptable? I'm just asking.
Hey, I don't know. And then Juju's going, yes, I'll take him.
Fair.
Okay. Well, what did Fair say? Hey, it's not country. The show's in town. No one's dividing. We going. It's a free show.
Oh. I thought, can't you sell tickets? You don't, if you're not going to a concert? I mean, online, I see people sell them all the time.
Well, Amar.
They're like, we're not going. They're just selling them because they're not going.
Well, Amar, I will send them to India and you can have them.
Yeah. Oh, some of them don't allow. Oh, I didn't know that. I thought as long as you weren't like out there in front of the like the venue trying to be out there, I thought of, you know, like if you had some tickets talking about, well, I'm not going to make that and sell them to other people.
No, but even if you were in front of the venue and you were selling them, as long as you were selling them at face value, I don't think you can get in trouble.
I don't want to like make any kind of profits or nothing, but I mean, just be like, hey, whatever I paid for them or whatever they're worth. Yeah. What's up, boo? Yo, I got tickets. I got just Bieber tickets.
I mean, just the name alone. I mean, whose last name is Bieber? I mean, come on.
Justin Bieber? What do you mean whose last name is Bieber? It's Bieber. The Biebers.
Leave it to Bieber. So
that's funny.
Okay. Mar says, Brina, will you sell 2 times the price? Oh yeah. No, I wouldn't, she said. So all right, y'all. So I'm gonna take us out with someone better than Justin Bieber. I'm gonna take us out with Al Jarreau. And this is a song. Why does my thing always do this? Hold on, let me go up. Thanks, Crazy, for popping on. Thanks, Amar. Thank you, Amar, for popping on. I appreciate it. I'm going to take this out with Al Jarreau as soon as I can. I got a lot of songs on here. Hold on. Here we go. All right. So, Amar, I'm going to clear the panel. So I'm going to take you off the panel. I do that when I end my show and I play the songs. So.
Okay.
So, and I'm not able to do that. Why am I not able to do that? My thing's been acting up since I've been on here. I'm not able to do that. But anyway, we'll go on with Take 5, Al Jarreau. Now can you count the one? Like a bone and a pound, and a bone of blue. See the bone, a pound, a pound, and a bone of blue. Pound, 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 stop and take a little time out with me. Well, just take 5, just take 5. Just stop your busy day and take the time out to see that I'm alive, I'm alive. Although I'm going out on my way just so I can pass by each day. Not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime and out of time. Still I know all eyes are for me. Half a tingle sound to my feet. When your smile gets much too discreet, send me on my way. Now wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? Well, you could offer a light. You start a little conversation. Conversation now is all right when you take it by. Pound the take a little time out with me, the pretty baby, take 5. You stop your busy day and take the time out to see, girl, that I'm alive. Oh, I'm going out. So I can pass by each day. Not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime and not a time. Still I know while I die for me. Half a tingle's down to my feet. When you're smiling, much too discreet. Instead of me gone away. Wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? Princess, tell mama you know that you could offer me a light. Start a little conversation now. It's all right. Will you take 5?
twinkle, what do we say? You're so pantomiming out of time, still I know my life's out for me. Half a tingle down to my feet. When your smile went to the street, it's sending me on my way. Well, baby, just don't say I'm on it, please do not stay. You could offer your hand. Hugging and a tugging, it could be all so grand. Take five. What's up, the door of an upper? Take five. Don't forget that and take a little time on with me. Tell them take five. Tell them take five. No, 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 but I. Now, won't you take a little time, girl? Won't you take five if you won't take?
I love that song. I love that song. But anyway, hey, Angie, welcome, welcome. Anyway, everyone, thank you so much for coming. Crazy and Amar, thank you so much for coming on the panel. And I hope to see you guys tomorrow. So enjoy your day or evening wherever you are in the world. Bye.